wait a minute. She hadn't said anything yet. You know, when I was sitting here thinking about that song, there comes a time in all of our life, from beginning to end, sometimes intermittent throughout, there comes a time when we don't have an answer. We just plain can't find the answer right then. And sometimes we just need to go down to our river, wherever that might be, and pray for an answer. Some of our members have had relatives pass away. Our dear Rose has gone to New York?
Yeah,
Pennsylvania. New York, to see her sister who has just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I myself said, oh, life is not fair to her. And I hugged her and I said, that's just an awful thing. Well, we just got word that she is now in a coma and she just found out. And I switched my thinking and I thought, what a blessing for her sister to have just found out, and before the pain happened, she is now in a coma. And then I realized something that I was talking about on Wednesday. We've been taught that death is some horrible place, it's a horrible thing, and we've put our loved ones in the ground, and we've, throughout the years, we've seen crying and suffering and all of these kind of things. And you know, we've been taught the wrong thing, because death is part of life. We have a beginning and we have an end. And thinking about Rose's sister, I think how blessed she is. I've met her. I know she must be a lot like Rose. Rose is so giving and loving. And you know, I think she's earned the right to have that. And sometimes we aren't thinking about anyone but ourselves when tragedy hits. What about sending love and thanking God that such a miracle has happened? I have been asked to be on a panel for dignity in dying. And just yesterday I thought, I don't know if I really want to be on that panel again. Now it's gone, grown and grown and grown. And you know, no, we need to look at death in a different way. Death is part of life. Death, what's the name of that little lady, Rory?
Joey.
Any of you know, country star and gospel star has just passed away. And it seems like when people pass away, especially when they're so young, it seems so tragic. But I've been close to people who have passed away so young, and almost all of them touch our lives in such a way that it makes us want to be a better person. And then there are those times when we are just faced with things that we don't want to be faced with. And sometimes we're called upon to make decisions that we have to make that we don't want to make. But to go along with what we know is right, we have to follow our heart, whether anyone understands or not. You see, as we grow spiritually, even there's always that dance of what will you do? What will you do? It seems now politics is so on my mind, because I know when I was a child, I don't care what president we had, we were so honored to have that president in office. And we were so honored to be an American, to be united. And I see those things today and I get sad. I'm very sad. Sorry, I am. I'm sad. But I realized this morning, you know, sometimes we're called upon to be the people that we don't see acting the way they should. Number one, the golden rule. You know, every little child, You know, be good to your friends. Treat them like you would want to be treated. Don't hurt one another. How did we forget all this? Or were we not taught those things, some of us? Were we taught just to grab? Get and grab, get and grab, get and grab and go. What a self-centered thing. You know, America right now is not what I wish it would be. But I got the thought this morning. The challenge is of the people of the United States, of America. Actually, the challenge is also of the people of the world. It's time for us to live our truth, to stand up and say, no, I love you. No, I don't see it your way, but we can be kind to one another. I opened the book to get some inspiration just before I came out, and I read, the greatest joy in life is service. The greatest power in life is love. The greatest battle in life is the battle we have against ourselves. Is that not true? And then I read in the next paragraph, he prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And the greatest enemy that man of earth shall ever know is in his own thinking. The greatest poverty that man of earth shall ever know is impoverished thinking. And the greatest blessing man shall ever know is the blessing of spiritual riches. Now, I've had my fair share of losses, some material, some in people. I've also had my challenges like all of you have had. You see, we're all the same. We've all had challenges and we've all had things. But I do know this about life is when we hold on to what in our heart is telling us is highest and best, and when we hold on in our heart to become the person we wish others would be, it's not long before our vision changes to spiritual wealth. And we become so enthralled in life that we're attracted to people like Scott just said, with someone who just happened to give them the loaf of bread that they were looking for. You see, life works for us when we just are asked to be kind and do the best we can. And sometimes when we want to cry and we don't know what to do, we need to have that river somewhere within us where we can go and cry our eyes out and pray to God or the universe, or whatever speaks to you as that God image. Show me the way. I've come to the end of my comprehension right now, and I don't know the way. So please show me the way, and I surrender my problem to you. Well, I will tell you, when you can do that, and you have the courage of your convictions to do what's needed to do, that's when, before long, you realize, oh my goodness, that has really been taken care of. Sometimes without us doing anything. Or sometimes it's because we did stand up to our convictions. But the blessing always comes. You know that old saying, it's always darkest before the light. In those times of trials, it is always darkest then, until we realize, oh, again, my physical body and my ego is trying to take control of what I want to do. and what my life should be. When we get tired of the battle and we get tired of fighting with ourselves on the inside and we decide to let go, that's when all of a sudden those blessings happen. A little angel will appear as a person, could be a neighbor or somebody you meet on the street. And life takes a different awakening, a different glimmer, a different understanding in growing spiritually that we have not had, nor could we have had, without that experience of that duality within us, of letting go of the earth mind and allowing that God mind for us to surrender unto it. The lilies of the field have no worries, for they just grow. I happen to know that later on we're going to have a beautiful solo when you all stay for the student service. It's going to be, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. What a beautiful song. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He even watches me. That beautiful divinity that's within us that is forever watched. And when we open up into it, we become a part of it. And we begin to express ourselves in even greater ways, in greater wisdom, in greater understanding, in ways that we could not have reached if we had not surrendered and gone to that beautiful river to pray and to pray your heart out and to leave it there, to leave it there. Only then can we begin to understand that there is a vision beyond what's going on in politics. There's a vision beyond perhaps what's going on at work. Because in this day and age, there's so much going on that people, their nerves are a little frazzled when they don't have that understanding. That is never out there, it's always in here. And they don't have the understanding that we don't have the power to change anything out there or anybody out there. We just have the power to change ourselves. But when we do, there's a new light that's ignited that somehow Spirit says that somehow the lowliest of the low that's praying in their river for answers, where they're praying, somehow because we reached a new height, it's possible that they have a renewed energy, that they also are able to find their answers and reach a height that they had not known before either. You see, in this day and age, it's called upon us to be the best that we can be. It doesn't matter what the world has shown us. It doesn't matter what the world has taken away from us. Because those things that are truly important for us are never out there anyway. It's always in here. It's self-love. It's self-satisfaction. It's learning that when we surrender, it's how we overcome those negative aspects of our lower nature. Because we all have a lower nature and we all have a higher nature. And it depends upon which nature we feed as to what is attracted in our life. We have beautiful people who come to this church. We have beautiful people who care for each other no matter what. I know if any of us had a need in the middle of the night, If it were in our power, each one would be there, beyond a shadow of a doubt. That is a miracle in my estimation. You see, we have miracles everywhere we look. Now, I had been in the Methodist Church most of my life. I had experienced other churches, and I will tell you, each church that I went to, if I went with the right mind, I could have a spiritual experience. But I was looking for my experience with God when I found this metaphysics and the spiritual path. My teacher used to say, the spiritual path, which is the master path, is not easy. Sometimes it's very lonely, but it's far worth anything your heart or mind can imagine when you can just hold on to that Christ consciousness, that pure love, that essence that's within us. But I'm sorry, folks. Sometimes we have those instances where we do have to go to the river and pray and get over ourselves to find the divine glory again that leads our path. God bless you.